barking. Now I'm going to show you another effect, which is how to make rhythmic accents, very percussive rhythmic accents, by almost making the harp bark. There are a couple of ways to do that, by pronouncing a certain syllable, and the two ways are actually just a reversal of the consonants in that syllable. So you can say tuck, or you could reverse the consonants and say cut. So if we say tuck, 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 we'd have this. Or if we say cut, 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 we'd have this. Now, when we do this cut syllable, we just eliminate the vowel sound, really, and just start with the K at the back of our throat and then slam our tongue against the roof of our mouth for the T that cuts the syllable off. So it's just... So with that technique and adding extra consonants where appropriate, we can break up our beats in a variety of ways. For instance, we could do tuck-a-ta-tuck-a-tuck-a-tuck-a-ta-tuck. Or if we use the cut syllable, we could say cut-a-ka-cut-a-cut-a-cut-a-cut. Same way of breaking up the beat, and we'd have this. All right, now here's something similar, just a little bit different. This is the famous Bo Diddley beat, and I will use a couple of blow chords on this one. So here we're going to be playing the chord on the 1, 2, and 3 hole, emphasizing the bottom of the chord, and I'm going to say tuck-a-ta-tuck-a-tut-a-hut-a-tuck-tuck. The hutta is on a blow.